Hello learners, welcome to NIOS. Today in this session, we will learn about work-life balance. We all have become so busy, we all have started to follow 24/7 working trends. We even expect services 24/7 and similarly we have to work 24/7. So in this session, we will talk that how we can manage this digital lifestyle with very much ease. We face a lot of stress, we face a lot of issues related to our health, related to our emotions, related to our lifestyle. So let's talk about three major aspects of work-life balance. Work-life balance, just to understand the concept, work-life balance is a term coined because of the growing multinational companies' culture. Earlier, when people had separate workings professionally, they had separate personal life, there was no work-life balance issues. But as stress levels are increasing, our working style is changing, our working hours are increasing. At times, we are working even after our office hours. So this work-life balance issue has come up. So work-life balance is basically the concept when we are trying to maintain a balance between our professional life and our personal life. So, three key areas of work-life balance are time management, stress management, and anger management. We'll talk about these one by one. So, first of all, we'll talk about time management. See, we all have got 24 hours, be it one very successful person or be it the lazy person. We all have 24 hours and within those 24 hours, we have to manage each and everything we have to do. We have to give time to our family members. We have to work for our office. We have to give time to our relatives, to our colleagues and to our personal requirements also. If we are able to manage our time properly, we'll be having great productivity and we'll be more efficient. And when somebody is efficient, they automatically get a better professional reputation. And one other very important aspect of good time management is we happen to have less stress. Have you ever experienced this? When you have to reach the place at a particular time and you have left your place late, when you leave your home late to reach, you automatically get stressed. You automatically get worried. What if you are not able to reach on time? So this happens to everybody of us. And if we are not managing our time properly, we happen to miss deadlines, we are inefficient, we have poor work quality and our professional reputation becomes very poor. So let me give you some tips through that you can easily manage your time. First trick is always carry a diary. In the morning, when you start to work, take few minutes, maybe 5 minutes or 10 minutes to plan your day. Keep a diary, record all your activities, record all your appointments for the day in that, and it will help to understand that how much work you can do in a day. It also kind of sets an objective that this much you should be finishing by end of the day. You can also attach a calendar with your diary, and nowadays we have our mobile with us, our computer with us, through which we can easily manage our diary and calendars. Few applications are very good to manage our appointments. The second tip is, if you have any scheduled appointments or if you have something which is of high priority, which requires an action, schedule that task first. Because if you start those tasks in the beginning, you feel energetic, and always break your task in small parts so that you are able to finish it in time and you get motivation of finishing off your work. Do not be too harsh with yourself. When you are planning your day, also schedule time, also give time for certain interruptions. Interruptions are very natural, they are bound to happen. So always spare some time for breaks and spare some time for interruptions during your schedule. Nowadays, our mobile has become a very big distraction. So you can practice not to answer your phone just because it is ringing. Not answer email just because they have showed up in your inbox. So if phone calls are not important, you can answer them in later. You always have a missed call log in your phone. So when you are finished with the work, then you can call them back. Similarly, with emails, if you have received certain emails, you can reply them when you have finished your task. And at times, if you want a time in which you do not want any distractions, it is always good to put your phone on silent mode so that it will not interrupt you in between your work. So whenever you are working with a timeline, always block the distractions. There are various distractions nowadays. Social media platforms are also a kind of distraction. So do not check your social media accounts and do not answer your phones when you are on a time management regime. And always remember that 80% of results are achieved with 20% of efficiency. So follow that thumb rule of 80-20 and manage your time properly. The next important element of work-life balance is stress management. Stress has become so common, it has become so well known that we have now more popularity of counselors. We all consider stress as a negative thing, but you'll be wonder to know that stress is not negative. The intensity of stress, when it increases to a higher limit, then it becomes negative. Can you imagine if you do not have any examination, will you be studying? Can you imagine if you have no deadlines, will you be working? No. So somehow the initial level of stresses or the less levels of stresses are important for us to be working and to be effective. But when stress increases beyond a certain level, then it starts to become negative. So if we are facing the higher intensity of stress, our body tends to show us some signs. We become more lazy, we keep procrastinating the things, we spend hours in front of TV, we start to eat junk food, and we stop exercising. So we reduce physical activity. These are few negative signs of stress. And when a person undergoes a stress, he or she also stops talking to the friends and the members in the society. Few people have seen to be smoking, drinking, sleeping too much because of stress. So these are very unhealthy ways to cope with the stress. And these are also the signals which can be identified that person is going under the stress. So let us talk about few steps and few keys so that stress can be managed. The first and foremost is keep on moving. Working out and exercise plays a very important role in curbing the stress. When a person works out, when a person moves out, he or she generates good hormones which are there to control negativity in the body. So exercising is very important to manage stress. If any time you find that you are under stress, try to talk to your friends. If you are away from your home, call your parents, call your siblings, call your friends, and try to engage yourself socially. Attend social gatherings, go out with your friends, and try to talk to people about your stress. This will create a positive vibe in you, and also it will help to create a supportive environment and surroundings around you. We can follow three strategies for all sorts of stresses, but you need to choose which of these you can follow. We call it 3A: avoid, adapt, and accept. Every stress cannot be sorted with same sort of strategy. So you need to decide which you can avoid, which you can adapt, and which you can accept. So there are some stressors which you can easily say no, because we know our limits. We know how much we can do. So if you are weak at saying no, if you do not know how to say no, you need to learn it. So if you can deny what you cannot do, you will be able to avoid that sort of stress. Few people do not give us positive vibes, and there are certain people who intentionally create stress for us. So if you can avoid such people, then it is better to avoid those people. And the environment, at times, the television, the unpleasant noise, the too much of traveling, too much of traffic and jam, they also create a stress. So if that is avoidable, you can follow an avoidance route. So this was the first strategy. Our second A is adaptation towards the stress. Sometimes there are certain things which we cannot avoid, which we have to come across anyway. So we have to adapt our emotions. We have to adapt our body to accept those stresses. Like we have to reframe problems. We have to change our point of view. We have to look at the big picture and at times adjust our principles and standards towards the ongoing trends. And our third A is accepting what we cannot change. Change is a good thing. It is a law of nature. But few things can actually not be changed. They are out of our control. So if you get stressed due to some things which are out of your control, which are uncontrollable, try to accept those things as it is. Do not try to control what is uncontrollable, and you should learn to forgive and you should learn to overlook those things which unnecessarily make you stressed. Find time for relaxation and adopt a healthy lifestyle. Then only you will be able to fight your stress properly. The third key to work-life balance is anger management. Many of us feel that we should not hold our anger. Many of us feel that we should not show our anger. Many of us feel that if you will hold your anger, then you will be weak inside. So there are various myths, various opinions associated with anger, but let us understand what anger is. We feel angry when we do not like something. We feel angry when something which is happening is against us. Actually, that is the situation which brings anger in our emotions. Anger is not a negative emotion, but the way we showcase anger, that is negative. So anger is very normal, and everybody comes across that anger. And anger is a very healthy emotion, because if we do not feel angry, we will not be able to assess that what we like and what we do not. We will not be able to be assertive if we are not angry. So if showcased properly, anger is a very healthy emotion. But when it is showcased with an explosion, it becomes very much chronic. So despite of being very healthy emotion, anger needs to be controlled. But why it is important to control anger? Because anger hurts us physically and also mentally. When we face high level of anger, we are not able to control ourselves. The people who are like who face high anger, they are prone to heart diseases, they are prone to diabetes, they have a weaker immune system, and at times they have high blood pressure and problem of insomnia. So these are the physical problems which are created by anger. And there are various mental problems also, such as depression, stress, not compromising state. So these are the physical and mental outcomes of anger. So if your anger exceeds to a particular level or beyond a particular level, it is going to hurt your career, your relationship, your family, and everything in your surrounding. That's why it is very important to manage anger properly. Controlling anger, showing anger, both have to be done in a balanced way. First of all, you should understand when you feel angry. When we feel angry, our body shows us some signs. Like we feel our blood is raging. we feel body temperature is rising. You must have noticed that when you get angry, your eyes grow red, your cheeks grow red, and also you feel an emotional rage. And at times, you must have seen or you must have experienced a shivering when you are heavily angry. So these are the bodily signs. So definitely when we start to feel angry, our nervous system, our brain start giving a sign that we should be controlling it or we should be managing it. Whenever you are angry, you are not in the state of compromising and you are facing trouble in expressing your emotions. At times you have different opinion, but you take it as a personal challenge. So these can be negative aspects of anger. So to manage your anger, you have to identify those warning signs and triggers in your body, and then you have to learn how to diffuse that anger. When we are under stress, when we are short of time, we automatically get angry. So if your anger is because of your stress, try to relieve that stress. When you are angry, avoid talking to people, and especially those people to whom you care about. So when you are angry, do not talk. When you are angry, do not make any important decisions. Try to lower your blood pressure. Take deep breaths. It will help the oxygen to flow in your blood, in your brain, and it will calm your body. Try to connect regularly with your friends and family, because there is nothing more calming than the society itself. Communicating with people, talking to people helps a lot to release your stress, to release your anger. Try to be assertive, because being assertive is very important to manage your anger. If you are assertive, you will be able to present your opinion about disagreement. You can tactfully present your opinion. You will be holding your anger less. And if you want to manage your anger within a moment, then you can follow these quick tips. Focus on the physical sensation your body is feeling because of anger. Take some deep breaths. Use your senses, because we have 5 senses, and those 5 senses can help us a lot in controlling anger. So smell, sight, touch, taste, these are the senses which can quickly control anger. So if you like eating, when you're angry, try eat something which you like, or try smell something which is pleasant. If you are in the tension, try to stretch or roll your shoulders, because stretching and rolling your body parts help you to release your tension. You can also try slowly counting to 10, because when you count 1 to 10 or 10 to 1, your focus tend to shift on the counting rather than on the tension. And take a moment, think about the situation, and for that moment, ask yourself how important it is to allow yourself to be angry. When you ask this question, the same moment you will realize that anger is not a good option to handle that situation. And always remember that anger will fetch you nothing but bad memories and bad relationships. So in work-life balance, we have these 3 key points: time management, stress management, and anger management. If we can manage all these 3 things, we'll have a better work-life balance. Thank you so much.